Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles and Izzy Dadosky from Rebel Marketing, Tanisha English Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Tanisha is here. Tanisha's on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through her digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me again today.
Yes, thanks for having me as always. So glad
you've got it. You've got a great idea for this episode. And a lot of podcasters walk into this that they just have no budget to do a podcast. And meaning the budget as in, okay, yes, there's a little, you've got to pay for some hosting. You got to buy microphones and stuff like that. Yes, it's a budget item, but it's a one-time deal, I guess you could say, other than hosting's ongoing, but that's kind of a necessity. We're talking about budgeting for bigger things, whether it's the marketing, promotion, whatever it might be. So what are some thoughts in regards to what can you do on the free side?
Yeah. And, you know, I know we have had an episode recently where we talked about building a brand and how a lot of these big podcasts have grown so big because they have teams. But, you know, when you're first starting out, that may not be the case. It may just be you and a friend or sometimes even just you. And so one of the first things I would suggest to people is if you are starting a podcast and you don't have a budget for a team and to get the podcast going, is to just start with what you have. And most of us have a phone and most of us have a smartphone. And if you have a laptop, even better. And so using what you can as far as like free editing tools, or at least somewhat free editing tools, even like a Canva, or if you have a MacBook, it probably came with iMovie or some sort of editing tool for you to be able to edit the audio and create podcast episodes and then uploading them to like a YouTube, which is free for everyone to use. So starting with what you have, but keeping in mind about, okay, if you're going to be using your computer or your phone microphone solely, think about your background. So for me, this is probably a terrible example, but you can probably hear Gracie's Corner and some nursery rhymes because my little two-year-old is standing right next to me, and she also has the TV on. So this would not be ideal for your podcast setup, is to have too many things going on in the background if you're not going to be using the proper mics and noise cancellation things. Not that you can't still do that, right? Because honestly, a part of my brand is the fact that I'm a mompreneur. And so people know that if you see me out, I may or may not have at least one kid with me at all times doing stuff. So depending on what you're doing, it may, you know, the background may or may not make sense. So that would be my first thing, is to start with what you have. Secondly, I would think about ways to grow organically. So not necessarily spending money on ads. Maybe you choose to do that, you know, every so often. But if we're talking about zero budget, you can grow your podcast organically. One of the first things you should do, which we talked about a few weeks ago, about LinkedIn. But like if you interview someone, to make sure that when you post that interview, you're tagging that person. Something that I've done is on Instagram is inviting people to collaborate on a post. They may or may not accept it, and that's okay. But at least if you invite them to collaborate on, you know, the episode that they just did, that's great. You know, actually, one of my clients, her brother is a huge podcaster, and he just interviewed Michelle Obama.
Nice.
And so imagine, you know, him making a post with the episode. He invites Michelle Obama to collaborate on it. I mean, now you're completely exposed to her huge audience. I mean, he has a huge audience too, but that cross promotion, I mean, that alone is just great to get the word out. Essentially, it's like a word of mouth kind of thing at that point, right? So I love collaborating on posts, making sure you're tagging people. And then also making sure you're kind of making your guests feel good too, you know, sharing insights that they've shared, you know, making sure that you're thanking them for being on the podcast, and even giving them a heads up when the episode is coming out. I know we've talked about that before too, so that they know, hey, your episode's dropping on this day, just to give you a heads up so they can also be prepared to share those episodes too.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the pre-promote or staying in front of your listeners, or, you know, giving them the incentive to want to follow you through activations, whether, you know, it's a newsletter or social media, but going to that newsletter idea, it's amazing how the, you know, the pendulum's kind of swinging back. There is these free platforms for newsletters, you know, via Substack or which what was called ConvertKit is just now Kit.
Yeah,
there's some free options there that you get a pretty decent looking newsletter coming out, or even LinkedIn. LinkedIn has a newsletter option on the individual level, not your business level, but individual.
Right.
You can, you know, you don't control who's who's receiving it, I should say, and you can't download those recipients in a CSV file to move forward, but it's free. It's a good start at that you're getting your information out. So amazing that, you know, there's some good stuff that's low cost
that
gives you the opportunity to talk to your people.
Right. And I mean, even thinking about some things that we've talked about before, you know, using the opportunity to allow people to expand on a particular topic on the podcast, on social media, will help just to kind of amplify the episode and get people talking. I mean, for most of these like bro podcasts that we see all the time on TikTok, I mean, they're using the most salacious 30 seconds to put out there to get people mad and talking. And that, and it's probably completely out of context for the most part, until you actually listen to the full thing and you're like, okay, that was just like completely out of context. It was just a way to get you to come in and listen to the episode. That's what everyone is doing. So, you know, keeping track of when someone is really saying something that you want to make sure everybody hears. And I mean, I can even think of like the studio, right? If you are using a podcast studio, even taking the opportunity to shout out the studio, even if you pay for it, just to kind of give that nod to the studio and tagging them, and they may share it as well. And that may help you to start to build a relationship with the studio, where maybe as your podcast grows, maybe they'll give you like a free hour to to record in exchange for, you know, cross promotion. I mean, really thinking about what can you offer to them to where maybe you can get something out of it as well. One thing that I hate doing is editing the podcast. But I can do the marketing pieces. So maybe there is someone where it's like, okay, if you can help me, if you can give me an hour of editing time, I can give you a social media audit, or I can help you with a marketing plan. I mean, I'm no stranger to bartering services when it makes sense. Of course, we don't want to do that with everything, because we want to make sure that we're making money and we're also helping people do what they need to do. But thinking about ways that you can give and get in these kind of scenarios where everybody can have the opportunity for exposure is always a great idea to help grow your podcast organically with no budget.
Yeah. And expand a little bit on your idea of the pain of editing or not wanting to edit. You can alleviate that a little bit by really planning out what each episode is doing.
Yeah.
That, you know, don't make, eliminate as many mistakes as you possibly can. Also, if you know these viral moments, if you know there's going to be a piece of that episode that you definitely want to pull out as an edit point, put a little bit of a pause between that one thing you know between that segment you really want to spotlight, and it makes it easier to edit, pull it out, and put your logo in front, whatever you're doing for that little short. But if you're pre-planning what you're creating, post editing will be a lot easier and therefore saving you money, and you're doing it for free and you don't have to pay for a software like Opus Clips or whatever to do it for you. Because, you know, yes, it's somewhat inexpensive, but we're talking about low to no budget here. If you plan what you're doing, it makes it a lot easier on the back end that you don't have to have somebody else or software do it for you.
Exactly. Especially if you're just starting out, you know, I think even for me with the Black Woman in Biz podcast, my goal was to do it all myself initially, get everything all packaged up, and then use that along with the things that I'm doing outside of the podcast to show a potential sponsor the benefits of, you know, sponsoring the overall brand, which helps to sponsor the podcast. So, you know, you kind of DIYing things may only be temporary. As you look into resources or funding, you know, going back to the last episode that we talked about building a brand, you know, and you talked about bands and, you know, obviously a t-shirt of a band is not the music, but you still buy the t-shirt because it has your favorite band's like name on it or album cover or something like that. And a lot of the podcasts that I listen to do offer some sort of merch, where it helps to kind of fund the podcast. And there are ways that you can set up these online stores where things are like made to order. So you don't have to order like 1,000 t-shirts. It can kind of just be as someone orders, it gets made and shipped to them through a third party. So just thinking about ways that you can kind of get some money flowing into the podcast. I think another thing too that has helped me with saving time and money is trying to record as many episodes at a time. So if you are going to book a studio for a couple hours, really making sure that you can record as many episodes while you're there as possible. So if it's, you know, you're there for 2 hours, and you're going to try to interview at least 2 to 3 people within that time, I mean, that's going to save you a lot of money on studio time as well. And then another thing to think about is leveraging some free communities like Facebook groups or Reddit threads, or even LinkedIn groups. There's a lot of LinkedIn groups for podcasting. But getting strategic about the groups that you're in. So if you have a podcast about, I'm thinking of like farming and gardening lately because I've been doing, you know, trying to get my green thumb together. But I'm in a couple of farmer and gardener Facebook groups, and most of the people are posting in the group about, you know, hey, I found this, you know, thing in my garden, or hey, can you help me identify this herb? But I don't see a lot of people posting resources for those gardeners or farmers. So if that is what your podcast talks about, maybe, you know, if you're talking about farming, be in a Facebook group for farmers and share your podcast episode. If your podcast is about, you know, dogs and cats, be in some dog and cat, you know, Facebook groups. So not necessarily being only in groups that are for podcasters, but actually joining groups that are for your podcast topics to share those episodes out and kind of build community that way.
Yeah. Typically with a podcaster group, you it's kind of a no-no to promote your own episodes within those groups. It's more of a like a dog or a gardening group. It's a support group, so they really don't want to hear that. But to your point of what a great opportunity to, if you have a podcast and you're part of these groups, we'll get a hold of the admin of the group and interview them. Why'd they start this group?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, it's a simple, or are you know, the main 3 or 4 people that really run that group, interview them on your podcast.
Right.
I mean, talk about great promotion.
Yeah.
That they probably have never been asked
to
talk about, why did you start this? You know, what's the future for it? Yeah, you know, all these little things, and all of a sudden you're going to get promoted within this group.
And I was going to say that, right? I mean, creators. Of course they're going to promote it because the admins are in the episode.
Exactly. And they will probably lead you to other admins of other Facebook groups. groups about dogs or gardening, I know it's happening within, I work with an attorney who does a variety of different short podcasts, and come to find out, I don't follow all this stuff, but I didn't realize there are Facebook groups dedicated to certain court cases. Kind of a true crime feel to it, you know, that sort of thing. So when, you know, a court case is coming up and we're maybe doing an episode or so of like the, a famous case or something, there are Facebook groups around these cases. And it's that, but what's weird is the admin of the group is, they probably know more about the cases than the attorneys do to a certain degree. Cause they're just like a true crime podcast. Right. They are in it 150%, and those are great people to interview as well too. So it's just that really looking at those groups differently,
right,
as resources that then all of a sudden they're turning around and promoting, hey, I was a part of this podcast talking about my Facebook group or whatever it might be. So and it serves two purposes as well. You're serving the purpose of creating content for your podcast.
So it's a
win on both ways. So it's all those. The worst thing that can happen is the ask is, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that can happen. You know, it probably will be the other way. It'll be a yes.
Oh, yeah. Most
be
likely.
Prepared. Do a good episode. Do a good interview. And you're golden. You know, you're the go-to podcaster all of a sudden, you know, that they can reference too. So it can be a lot of fun actually, you know, working the free. It's okay, you know, and but I also, you know, while we're talking about the free, is I also, you know, want to put a warning to this is, you know, don't allow the free to really run your life though. If there's a point where it's just overwhelming that, you know, I can't, your point about the editing, that's usually a pain point that I get contacted about, that it's part of the services that I do in total. I outsource editing, that sort of thing, but I have people that can do it. It's just because all of a sudden they realize I can't do this anymore. I'm spending way too much time on it. I don't like doing it. I need help. And they realize I do want to continue podcasting, that I've got to pay somebody to do this. I have to. So really think about it. Don't allow these little, you know, the dollar pain points to stop you from continuing on, honestly. Because if you got something good going on, save some money in other realms, but get it off your plate, because it does you can only have X amount of hours per day, per week to dedicate to a podcast, to anything. And if you're spending way too much time on, you know, if it's a 20-minute podcast and you're spending 3 hours editing,
I'm glad that you said that, because something that I like to do when I'm even right now, which I might have mentioned this before, I track my time on everything that I'm doing. And so if I'm spending, you know, 3 hours editing, and if I charge clients a certain amount of, you know, whatever, an hour, I just lost that much money because I'm spending my time doing this other thing that is not my thing.
Right.
And so instead, I could have been making that money to then invest in a person where that's their thing, and they're going to do it, and they're actually going to do it right the first time because that's what they do. And so I definitely would encourage people to track their time. A free tool that I use is Toggle, T-O-G-G-L. It's a free tool. And I'm all about doing things free until you can't anymore, or using tools that are free until you can't anymore. And I've been using Toggle for free probably for like at least, you know, definitely close to 10 years and it's fine. It does its job. It tracks the time, but I'm able to pull reports on different things that I'm doing and seeing like, okay, I'm spending a lot of time on this thing. Could I actually invest into it and put some money behind it so that one, it's off my plate and it gets done right and packaged up and back to me, so then I can do what I need to do with it. So I definitely encourage people to track their time and seeing what's worth it. You know, if you're able to come up with all these ideas and execute them on top of, you know, doing outreach to potential guests and getting everybody scheduled. Like if you're able to do all that on your own and it's not taking you a ton of time, then hey, have at it. But if you really look at that and see like, wow, I'm spending a lot of time doing this. And it's not that, you know, you don't want to actually do the podcast itself, but it may be just the other pieces that go along with it that you need to outsource. I definitely encourage you to look at that and do what is best for you as a business owner, and making sure that we're, you know, spending our time where it needs to be.
Right, exactly.
This can be a lot.
Yeah, it can, because you don't want it to creep into family life as well, too, or personal right. time, personal yeah. health, whatever it might be, whether it's family yeah. or not, just your own world that you don't mm-hmm. want to spend way too much time on. And I think your point of tracking your time is good, mm-hmm. because we could also overestimate how much time yeah. we're putting into something. Mm-hmm. But having a clock against it and just kind of measure it for a month.
Yeah.
See what you're doing, depending on your publication frequency, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. But just kind of take a look at it and kind of go, okay, could I be paying myself with client time
right.
than doing this? And I think that measures up to editing mm-hmm. what you're doing. I think it also taking a look at how much time you spend putting together social media posts mm-hmm. as well. How much time that way, how much time are you spending putting together any other pieces that help market what you're doing.
Yeah.
Look at it seriously. As well as if you're co-hosting with someone, if you're doing a majority of the work and the other person should be picking up a little bit more, that could help us a little, you know, divvy up the work.
Yeah.
You may have raised your hand because you're excited about doing it and they're more than happy to go, yeah, please do. Mm-hmm. But if you're needing the help and your co-host is willing to raise their hand, do it.
Right. You know, or if the co-host is willing to put the money behind it yeah. so that, you know, you don't have to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's something to doing it yourself initially, because then when mm-hmm. you offload it to somebody to do. So you've done some audio and video editing on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the concept. You don't like doing it. Now, when you offload it to somebody to do it, you know what it takes to do.
Yes,
you know the
I'm glad
look
you
that
said
you
that
want.
Too. Yes,
so it's
yes.
so someone is not saying, you know, when you know that it's a 20-minute episode and it's taking you 3 hours to do, mm-hmm. okay, as an extreme mm-hmm. example. But really it should be about an hour's worth of time
yeah.
with a good editor. Especially audio. Video is a little different. Now, again, mm-hmm. a lot of different variables, depends mm-hmm. on how bad the recording is and this,
yeah.
you know, all that kind of stuff. Now get it. But it gives you that template of going, no, this shouldn't take this long, and I think this person is kind of taking advantage of me.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea to be able to have your foot in the door. Yeah,
that's true, and I think it also gives you an appreciation for mm-hmm. if someone says, you know, okay, well, I can do it for this price. It's like, well, you were doing it, and based on how much you charge your clients, I mean, you were paying more for it. Essentially,
yeah.
I think it's hard to see that when you're not keeping track of how much time you're putting into it. So it's hard to like conceptualize that maybe you spent like $1,000 on a podcast episode
yeah.
that maybe should have not been anywhere near that at all.
Right.
If you hired the right people to do the job. Yeah.
And that puts a black eye to our industry as well, too, you know, outsourcing
yeah.
to you for social media work mm-hmm. or to me for as a consultant or editing, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That once you have that bad experience
mm-hmm.
with somebody that really doesn't know what they're doing
yeah.
and they, you know, and then all of a sudden you're gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
of anyone working with anyone else, or, you know, you're just kind of that next person has an uphill struggle to mm-hmm. be able to be working with them, sort of thing. So
it's difficult.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you know, we get some really great, the Toggle resource is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's end with, if a listener wants to get a hold of you for any other free ideas, or, you know, in
yeah.
regards to, well, I shouldn't say free ideas, but ideas on free things.
Yes.
Well, what's the best way to contact you?
Yes. Go to my website, tjecommunications.com, and schedule a consultation, which is free for us to talk. And I'll give you as many free ideas and thoughts that I can in that consultation. And yeah, just go to my website. You can book anytime.
Yeah. Same here. Go to mypodcastguide.com. Same way. I mean, my initial talk is free. Free ideas as well, too. I mean, that's how I started as well, too, to build my business. I had to find as many free things as I could, too, and still use those free items because they're good. Mm-hmm. So, you don't necessarily graduate out of them.
Right.
But, yeah, we both have the years in to kind of at least suggest alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'd love to talk with you. But thanks again for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.